So we know in Jewish law there's an Indian of Avelis, of a mourning period. We're familiar with the Shiva, the seven-day period, Shloshim, the 30-day period, and for Avav Imo, for a mother and father, 12 months, a whole year. So where does the concept of Shiva come from? Why 7 days? Why not six? Why not eight? Why not 12? Why is it Shiva? So that's the Gemara Moi Katan's question on Daf Chaf. The Gemara wants to know, what minayin l'shiva? Where do we know? What is the source that if someone, when they lose a loved one, they observe 7 days? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Amos, v'afakti chagecha l'avel. They quote a pasuk comparing an avel to chag. Chag is in a holiday. So mach chag shiva. Let's take Pesach. That's the one they must be talking about. It's like the chag is 7 days. So too shiva is 7 days. The Gemara says, but there are other holidays like Shavuos, Minat Torah, it's only 1 day. That's what you keep in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, yeah, we need 1 day for something else. That we know there's another concept. There's a concept of Shmua Rechok, because someone doesn't, today with modern technology, it's hard not to find out. But back in the day, you could live in a different town and not find out that someone passed away, you know, a long time later. So therefore, there's a concept of Shmua Rechok, that you only do Avelis 1 day. So that takes care. So Tosis asks, but what about Sukkot? We know there's Shmini Atzeres. So why not Avelis 8 days? So the Gemara says, we all know the 8th day is Rego Bifnei Atzmo. Shmini Atzeres is its own independent Yantiv. That's why we know we make a Kiddush, we make a Shechiyanu at Shmini Atzeres. Masha Einkin, when it comes to Pesach, that's it. Once we only make a Shechiyanu in the beginning, because that's one, that's also why. That's another reason why we say Hallel all the days, etc. So Gemara goes through why it's 7 days. We learn out because it's compared to the specific Chag of seven and not one and not eight. But so the Gatosis over there in Moe Katan, he asked an obvious question. We know we just read recently, I know it's been a while, we read in the Chumash about the loss of Yaakov Avinu. And what did the Jewish people do when Yaakov Avinu died? It says they observed mourning for 7 days. So Tosis asks, why does the Gemara go look to Amos to find some pasuk in the middle of nowhere? That must be a good source for Avelis. There's one right in front of your face. That's always the best place to hide something. But right in front of you, there's a pasuk in the Parsha that the Jewish people mourn for Yaakov Avinu 7 days. Why not give the obvious source of Yaakov Avinu? So Tosis gives two answers. One is, we had a funeral today in Hamilton. So usually the concept we're familiar with in when does Avelis begin? When do we begin sitting Shiva? So usually the death happens first, and then you have the burial, and then you have the Avelis. That's the normal way. And that's when we assume the Gemara says that Stima Sagoa is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the prohibitions of Avelis begin at death, except it's a terem to go out of your house for the burial, or like the Rambam, they don't begin until the burial. Everyone agrees you don't start counting the days of Shiva until after the burial, even if you assume there are the Yisurim apply before. So everyone agrees you start counting the Shiva after the burial. So that's what Tosis says. How can we learn out from Yaakov Avinu? Because where was Yaakov Avinu buried? Even though he said, get me out of Egypt, they knew exactly who wanted to go, Israel. So obviously they did this Shiva in Mitzrayim, and he wasn't buried into Israel. So how could we learn out? We do Avelis after Kfura. Yaakov was before Kfura. We can't learn out from Yaakov Avinu. That's Tosis' first answer. And Tosis' second answer is from the Yerushalmi, Ein lamedim kodem matan Torah. We don't learn out halachas that were given before matan Torah. As great as Yaakov Avinu was, that was given before Har Sinai. When we do any mitzvah, even the mitzvah of milah or any mitzvah we have, even though we're given to the avos, but it's not we're not obligated in the mitzvah unless it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's our av hanavim. That unless it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, Mila is not binding on me because Avram, I learned the history and I'm very impressed he did it, but the reason why I have to do Mila today is because it was repeated at Har Sinai. So too, we can't learn out the laws of Avelis Bikodim Ba'an Torah. B, I know you're asking me, there are certain halachas we do learn out Kodim Ba'an Torah from the Yerushalmi, but those are, there are some you can't, the reason why you couldn't learn it out from here is because, I'll tell you why here, because beforehand, there's no big deal if there's an Issur Aveilus, because it was Kodim Ba'an Torah, so there's no problem. But if you're going to be Machmer and Aveilus, you can have a big problem, because then I have a chiyuv to learn Talmud Torah, but I can't learn Talmud Torah. Or maybe I can't put on tefillin. There are different halachas of aveilus on Shabbat. So Kodim Ba'an Torah, when there was no harm, it's a big deal. You keep an extra time of aveilus, it's not an issue. But Akamah, so that's the Tosis. The Gemara says Shiva is 7 days, because we learn out from the Chag, the specific seven-day Chag, not the one-day Chag, and not the eight-day. And why not learn out from a much more direct pasuk in Parshas Vayechi? Why do we have to go to Amos? So Tosfos says either because we can't learn out from Yaakov, because we begin Shiva Achar Kfura, after burial. Yaakov's Aveilus happened before burial. Or as Yushami writes, we can't learn out Kodim Ba'an Torah, and even though they observed Aveilus during Yaakov, it only becomes binding on us once we have to find a source after Ma'an Torah, after the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vezakeh Tetzal Zichah Hever Lam Toh Mitzvah Shenamar HaKafei Tzuman Tzidko Yaldi El Torah V'yadir Yudhiz Kadash Shmei Rabah V'yamad Yivrach.